New unemployment claims persist.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. A few minutes ago, the government reported new claims for unemployment benefits fell a bit last week, but they remained above 450,000. Economists say far fewer people need to be filing new claims before we see any turnaround in hiring. The U.S. ambassador to China today raised objections to that country's currency policies. In a speech to Beijing University students, Ambassador John Huntsman said China's currency policy gives Chinese exports an unfair advantage. But publicly complaining about the dispute, especially inside China's borders, may have turned up the heat even more. Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports Chinese-American relations could get worse before they get better.
Next month, the U.S. Treasury Department could label China a currency manipulator, which would increase trade tensions between the two countries. Europe and Latin America are also complaining about the cheap Chinese currency, so the U.S. may be feeling it has more support on its side. But Tsinghua University economics professor Patrick Chovanec says China has its own domestic pressures to deal with.
In China, exports are a very sensitive issue right now. In 2009, exports took a big hit. There was a drop of demand from the United States and from other global markets, and exporters were really hurting last year.
Chovanec says China is hoping to use a strong export market to create jobs and pull it out of the recession. But the friction isn't only about dollars and yuans. It also involves tires. The Obama administration slapped tariffs on Chinese tires last fall, claiming China was unfairly pricing them too cheaply. China is aggressively appealing that decision in the World Trade Organization. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Two corporate giants are reporting encouraging news. This morning, it was FedEx. Late yesterday, it was Nike, both saying third-quarter profits more than doubled compared to a year ago. European stocks are up less than a quarter percent this morning. Asian markets lost around half a percent. Yesterday, the Dow rose 45 points to 10,733. That is a 17-month high. A few minutes ago, the government reported U.S. consumer prices did not budge in February, and that matches yesterday's news that wholesale prices fell last month. Foreign car makers are invading Britain to make low-carbon vehicles. Nissan announced today it will produce its electric car in that country. Also today, Ford won almost $500 million in loan guarantees from the British government to make energy-efficient cars. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard tells us about that country's green auto dreams.
Ford makes half of all its diesel engines here, and the British government's determined to protect that investment and promote greener transport. Under the deal unveiled today, Ford will be helped to develop low-carbon emission gas engines. Britain's aim is to turn itself into a world leader for green vehicles. Professor David Bailey is with the Coventry University Business School. He says cutting carbon emissions is the way forward for the auto industry.
Once the world economy recovers again, we'll see high oil prices and from here on in, high energy prices. So we need to shift towards much more fuel efficient, low carbon vehicles anyway in terms of energy independence.
The Japanese car company Nissan is also getting help from the British government. The company now plans to build its mass-market electric car, the Leaf, in the UK, the first time it'll be manufactured outside Japan and the US. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Vanguard. Reacting to the stock market is investing. Taking stock in long term is vanguarding. More about vanguarding at vanguard.com. By Discovery, from the producers of Planet Earth comes Life, premiering Sunday on Discovery Channel and narrated by Oprah Winfrey, 8 p.m. Sunday on the Discovery Channel. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com.
It's a big week in the healthcare business. The House could vote on a healthcare overhaul this weekend, and today is Match Day, the day 15,000 graduating medical students find out where they will learn how to be doctors, and the day hospitals choose which students will be placed in which specialties. Author Brian Yule has written about the secretive process of matching in his book, Match Day. Welcome, Brian.
Good to be here.
So how does this matching process work? It's not just med students get to pick where they're going to live and work?
No, they actually start the process much like any interview process and apply to hospitals and go on interviews, but then they have to rank the order of places they want to go to. And the hospitals rank the order of their preference, and then a computer algorithm kind of tries to find the best pair.
What is that day like, the process, the day for these medical students?
Match day is an intense day. They all gather at their schools and they get handed an envelope. And in that envelope, it says one name. That's where they're going. And different medical schools have different traditions. Some call students up one by one and have them open up their envelope in front of all their classmates and their family.
Ugh. It sounds grueling and tearful and joyful, depending.
It is, and at those places, they often have traditions where the students will drop a dollar in a fishbowl so that the person who unfortunately is waiting until the very end to get to go up there at least gets a little prize.
I mentioned the health overhaul being discussed in Congress. Is that going to change match day?
I don't think it will change match day. What it does is, for all these people about to become doctors, there are a lot of unknowns in their future. So obviously there's the unknown on match day in terms of where they will end up, but there's also an unknown for the future of medicine.
Brian Yule is the author of the book Match Day. That's today. Brian, thank you so much.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
And finally, when you type a web address like Microsoft's Hotmail.com, sometimes you misspell it. That is why a California company has bought domain names including Hootmail.com, Hanotmail.com, and Hotmail.com. If you commit one of those typos, you will be directed to the company's exercise equipment. Microsoft says this typo squatting confuses consumers, and the Seattle PI reports Microsoft has filed a lawsuit. The equipment company says, hey, it's like building a hotel next to Disneyland. You're just putting yourself in a good location. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.